It's time to link up for Ismus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Good morning, Desley. How are you?
Oh, morning, Emily. I am great. You know, I have just been reflecting this morning. In fact, I just stuck it up on Facebook on how well our wonderful little country has done in sport over the past couple of days.
Oh, I know.
I mean, All Blacks, yes, fantastic, held the bird is low. But the Silver Ferns, and then we've got in the World Para Athletics Champs, Lisa Adams, gold, you know. Another great Kiwi woman, Niamh Fisher-Black, she has been cycling at the World Cycling Champs in Rwanda, and she came second in the women's road race. Now, that's the first time any New Zealander has finished on the podium ever. And she's only 25 years old. I mean, that's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, well, go the girls.
The Black Ferns, you know, they came third, got bronze in the Rugby World Cup. Lulu Sun was one of our local tennis champs. She won an event in China over the weekend, and the first year of mixed eight world rowing champs, we came third. I mean, all that in the last few days. And, you know, everyone can be in a bit of a funk, and I just want people just to take note and note that actually we're pulling out some fantastic sports people out of this great country of ours.
We sure
who are doing so good on the world stage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I must ask you, Desley, did you get your voting papers in?
Yes.
I did too.
I knew you would ask me that, so I made sure I have voted. But, you know, as of Friday, I don't think I've got this morning's, but as of Friday, only 10% of people who could vote have voted.
That's pretty bad. 10%.
You know, and I think we should put a big shout-out challenge to all your listeners to get out there, please, in the next, little while and vote. You've only got 11 days, I think it is, now.
Yes.
Come on. Kate Shepherd gave us the right. Let's exercise it, all you women. But everybody else as well. It's important, you know. I tell you what I did do, Melly. I did wait because, you know, you get this little booklet with your voting papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I read all the, you know, things about people. I did note there's a mayoral candidate that wanted to be the mayor in Christchurch as well, you know. So I did read the booklet. But I also went to a couple of Meet the Candidates events that were run by local residents associations, and I just want to give a bit of a shout-out to people who are part of, you know, big groups of people, residents associations and big community groups that have had a Meet the Candidates meeting, put it on to actually meet people and ask some questions, and I think that's really important part of the democratic process because a lot of people say, oh, I don't know who to vote for because I don't know them. So I waited for that, and that was really good for me. That really cemented my my thoughts on people and helped me vote well.
Oh, very interesting. Yes, get your votes in, everybody. So it's coming to the end of the term for you. So I thought we'd have a little reflect. What do you think's gone well?
Look, I think it's been a pretty transformational term, really. I'm not the longest serving person who sits around the town hall table by any means of the imagination, but, you know, we've done some pretty big stuff over the last 3 years. I mean, the last 3 years, under Mayor Gough, we had COVID and we kind of lost $1 billion, and that was kind of a major term for just keeping afloat, really. Like everybody, it was just a crazy time, you know. But this term, we came back and we've really sort of put the pedal on the metal.
Pedal to the metal.
That's the one. and really gone and done some big stuff. And I've talked a lot of it before as we've gone through on this little slot, you know, the sale of the airport shares and the fact that I think as of the end of August, we're like $113 million better off as a result of that. So, you know, that whole airport share sale and putting it into the future fund to have a more secure income source for us that brings more money in. Of course, more money in means less money we need to go and get it from the ratepayer. So that's been really positive. I think the other thing is the big work around the CCOs. You know, council-controlled organisations, which a lot of people call council-uncontrolled organisations. But, you know, we disestablished our urban development arm, Eke Panuku, and we're bringing that into Auckland Council. And it's just the key there are making sure that we are over those decisions a lot more than we would have been when they would be run by a separate board who employs a separate CEO, you know. Mm. The other big one, of course, is bringing in Auckland Transport and working with the government on changing that legislation. We were the only council in the country that hadn't had control of their roads. As a road controlling authority, every other council does. And for some reason, when Auckland Council was put together legislatively, you know, we didn't get that responsibility. It went back to to Auckland Transport. So now that work is progressing with, you know, through the legislation changes with government, and it will still have Auckland Transport, but they will be the public transport arm, and the other things will be kind of more, you know, responsible with elected members. And I think that's good. I think it's good for Aucklanders. They'll be able to, you know, talk directly to someone who they voted for or didn't vote for, but who's in office, and you know, get the get results and talk to them about their decisions, make it more accountable. I think that's positive. Water, mm-hmm. You know, same thing. We've finally got our water separated from Auckland Council, which means they're able to raise more money, and if they can raise more money, they can deliver more outcomes. And they're on a huge trajectory now. You know, they're delivering $3.8 million a day in water infrastructure. Ports, big deal we did with the ports. You know, they've done an amazing job. We did a deal with the Port of Auckland, the unions and Auckland Council together, which will see us getting more money from them, like something like $172 million more. It's a huge amount. I was down at the ports on Friday, and, you know, they've been first off the blocks for the fast-track consenting process, you know, to build an extension for the big roll-on, roll-off ships and the great big cruise ships, which will keep these big cruise ships away from the ferry basin so that they don't upset the ferries, and have a new purpose-built cruise terminal. And, you know, that's important. It's a huge amount of money that comes into Auckland from the cruise economy and obviously from the freight economy. And everyone's talking about, you know, the economy is bad and look, it isn't great. But what was really interesting I learnt on Friday was that the port have had the highest volume through their container terminal in 9 years. No. And I thought, wow, stuff's coming back into Auckland. And so I asked, you know, what is it? And it's the likes of steel and cement, agricultural equipment, which means that people are buying the stuff, bringing it in to start building. And I think, you know, the port is a bit of a economic indicator. And I think maybe we are beginning to get a turnaround in that. So that was really positive. Obviously, I'm talking about another positive. There's no doubt we've had the biggest financial performance in any council term. You know, I've talked about this, $608 million in financial benefits, including $418 in direct savings. That's the highest ever, ever, ever in any council so far in Auckland Council, and in fact, any council in New Zealand. So that's really, really, really positive as well. But look, I might even talk about some of the little tiny ones that you might not know. You know, we planted 45 hectares of trees. Now, that's great. Urban Nahiri is important. Trees are so important for our environment, for the air quality. We released 10 kiwi on Waiheke Island. Now, that's the first time ever we've released kiwi in urban Auckland. And that's really thanks to Korowai o Waiheke for the efforts in reducing, you know, the stoat numbers over there, so our wonderful little kiwi can thrive. You know, I just think that's some great stuff. We've got water quality improvements, 20 kilometres of new stormwater pipes. Today we're going to release our annual report, which is just 1 year of the three, and I can't tell you too much because it's not, it's being released a bit later, so right now, but yeah. I will tell you that it has the highest ever investment in new infrastructure, and that's what we need. you know.
True.
So yeah, it's been crazy. It's had its real lows. I'd have to say the 2023 floods were probably one of the lowest times Auckland has had.
What other challenges have you faced as a council?
I think traffic, you know, getting some big changes in some of these big things have been challenging. It's always challenging around the town hall table, you know. You've got to be able to count to 11 to get these votes across the line. But, you know, there are always big challenges when you're running, you know, a humongous operation and the biggest city in the country. But I think we don't often talk about the positives. And yes, there's still a lot of work to do.
No.
And yes, next term's going to be challenging for a lot of reasons. But I just thought today was a nice day to accentuate the positive, you know?
It is lovely to think about the positives. I mean, is there anything you'd like to go on record saying that you could have potentially done a little bit better? Because, you know, as positive as it all can be, it's good to reflect on things that didn't go so well.
Yeah, I think we can always do better, Millie. We can always do better in many areas. But what tends to hold us back quite often is money. And I think as a politician, you have to play that fine line between being able to deliver for Aucklanders that which they want, you know, more efficiency, you know, more projects, more infrastructure investment, but balance that with the cost of that, and then more importantly, drips down to, well, what does that mean for the ratepayer? You know, am I happy about rates rises? No one is, you know, and I think, you know, we've done quite well to keep ours as low as they have, but they still are often the biggest expense for any homeowner, right?
Yeah.
And so we're really conscious around that. And, you know, I certainly, because, you know, money is a bit of my gig, but I'm certainly monitoring what our feedback on that rate stuff looks like. You know, are we getting any pushback from people who can't afford them? We've got a number of schemes around how people cope in tough times around rates. But, you know, I'm looking at that. And when the CRL comes on board next year, you know, our rates rise to a large degree is going to be around how we fund the operation of that rail, new rail link, you know, how we fund it, because it's going to come with a big cost, you know, and often that big cost is front loaded until you get a lot of people on it. So when you start a big infrastructure project like that, you know, you'll get X people and it grows and grows and grows and grows as you build more around the train stations. And we've talked about the planning work that, you know, we're starting around that. But so that initial cost can be quite high. It's going to be a bit challenging. Environmentally, I'm always a bit worried about, you know, our environmental space, our water quality. You know, what I haven't liked is, you know, sewage spills into the harbour.
No.
We've just got to do better at that.
Yeah.
We just absolutely have to do better at that.
Yes.
But, you know, we keep going and, you know, I'm committed, and I know that whoever comes across the line after the election will be committed to doing the best that we can for Aucklanders to deliver, a better Auckland.
Yeah, that's the thing. No one ever said it was an easy job, so
no.
Yeah.
No, and you get a lot of keyboard warriors, Millie, let me tell you. But, you know, I've always said, did you put your hand up? Did you volunteer to stand, you know? Yeah.
Righto. Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck for the coming weeks. I know they'll be nice and busy for you. But it was lovely to chat today.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're feeling better, and let's give a bit of a shout out to your colleague. I hope
yes.
She feels better soon, and you're back together as a famous little team, both healthy and well soon.
Yes, get well, Rosetta, and thank you so much, Desley.
No worries, ka kite, have a wonderful day.
Catch you next time.
Okay.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That sure was Is Missing That. Thank you for your discourse coming through the text line. Indeed. Keep them coming. 5395 is the number to text. 309-3879 is the number to call. We're going to hear a track from the Ohio Players now. This is Fire.